We are on Chav Dalet Amud Beis. We're going to start in about 25 seconds. We are Chav Dalet Amud Beis, and we are by the Gemara right across in Taisis Smuyo, a line down, my time at the Reb Shimon. Right across Taisis Smuyo, my time at the Reb Shimon. That's where we're up to. We will start very shortly. So we explained yesterday the Machriim Lifnei Chachamim. We explained that they made a compromise based on the fact that they really agreed, the way we learned was Rabbeinu Tam's way, that they really agreed that you don't need a Shtar Shechrur. But there's a fear that the people will find him in the street and they'll accuse him of still being an Eved. So to cover his bases on things that are not nefarious in the Pasuk, they said, get a Shtar Shechrur. But Rav Shimon was of the opinion that even Hashem V'ayin need a Shtar Shechrur. So obviously, he seems to think that biblically you need a Shtar Shechrur. Because by Hashem V'ayin, as the Pharisee of the Pasuk, everybody knows that halacha. And therefore nobody will accuse him of being an Eved. So therefore, obviously Rav Shimon means biblically. So the Gemara's Kashe is Rav Shimon, my time is Rav Shimon. Again, across some places, Smuya, Chav Dalet Amud Beis, cause some taisa smuya, a line down. My time with Reb Shimon, Yalu Shiluach Shiluach Meisha. Learned it out, Zera Shava from a woman. Ma Isha Mishtar, Av Eved Nami Mishtar. Says, Yachav Shiri Shachanu. Even though the Pasuk says, you knock out his tooth, Lachav Shiri Shachanu. So Reb Shimon learned it means, you're Mechuyav to give him Mishtar Shechrur. Lachav Shiri Shachanu. He gets free from his money. He runs the bathroom, and we spoke out yesterday that if you get to Bezin first, Vayda B'knas is putter. So he gets to Bezin first. Bezin says, you are free, but now you need a Shtar Shechrur. Because the Torah said, Yishachana, and Yishachana is learned out from Isha, that it's done through a Shtar. That the final act of freedom has to be done by Shtar. Frek the Gemara, Rameyer, what does Rameyer do with Achav Shi Yishachana? The Chayr Yishachenu is telling me that there's a need for a star. The Gemara Ikas of Chavshi Lubisayv, if it would say Yishachenu Chavshi, I would say through a star. Hashtag the Siv the Chavshi Yishachenu, having a Chavshi Mikara. Chavshi means he's free now. Yishachenu is not telling me he needs a star. Had he needed a star, the word Chavshi would not have been used before the word Yishachenu. Rashi? Rashi is Ikas of Chavshi Lebesoib, Kedek Amrit, then I would have said, the Lav Chipushai Ele Bishiluach. He doesn't go free only through a divorce, through a star. Hashtag the Chsiv the Chavshi Shachanu, have the Chavshi Mikara. The Chavshi Shachanu, the Shah Rashi Avaram Asa. The Shachanu is coming to include, what does he do with Shachanu? Coming to include other Rashi Avaram, make room for other Rashi Avaram. That is Reb Meir. Reb Shimon learned from Yishachenu that it has to be done through a shliuach, which is from a woman. And Reb Meir, I guess, learns both things from Chavshi Yishachenu, and he doesn't think that the order is a deciding factor.
What does Reb Meir, does he learn this
Zer Shavah? Again, he learns Zer Shavah for a lot of things. But not for this, because the Torah says Lachavshi. Again, Gzeir Shavah does not override a written pasuk. Torah says Lachavshi. So the mayor says it means he goes free right away. Don't think about it. The Shiluach from Evet to Isha or La, there's many drushes. Teaches us a lot of halachas. Reb Meir holds that in this case, the pasuk said different, so you can't argue on a pasuk based on Gzeirah Shavah. Yes?
So how do we decide which, as has been described, these are highways, which you can go both ways. Is there any rhyme or reason as to what transfers and what does not transfer?
I think we darshan by a get that that's the only way to free a woman. B'ksiva misgareshes and not in anything else.
Husband dies.
That's not her anyway. That's not freeing her.
Oh,
that's her banish love freeing her. It's a different thing completely. The Gemara said that. I didn't say that. The Gemara that Beis Amid Beis says that that's not called him freeing her. Don't think about it. Turn around. He called Al Einoi V'Sama. He hit the Evan on his eyes, and he blinded him. Al Osnoi V'Chorsha. Hit him on his ear, and he caused him to be deaf. Evan Yaitzim and Mecheris. Evan goes free. Meaning, he didn't knock out his eye. He blinded him, Rahman al-Uthman. That is enough to go out for free. Neged Einoi V'Einoi Raya. What if he hit him near his eye? And that caused a loss of vision. Kineged Osnoi Vein Shemeya, near his ear, and that caused a loss of hearing. Ain't ever Yitzman Mulcheris. Because he did not hit him. Didn't hit him. The cause. It's not called hitting him. He hit something else, which caused a loss of vision. Whereas if he hits the eye, that was a direct loss of vision. Amar Shaman Barabir. Amar of Shaman Ravashi, remember the color laf klumu? What is something inflicted by noise, which he directly created? That's not called the damage. But Tani, we learned Rabbi Bar Yecheskel. Tarnagol shahayshit raishay la'avrik li zchukas v'takabay v'shavray. A chicken stuck its head into a glass jar and made noise, and the noise caused breakage, made it break. M'shalom nezik sholom. B'yamar Rav Yosef Ami Bei Rav Sus Shesonav, a horse that neighed, the Chamor Shener, and a donkey that brayed, the Shivru Kalim B'tei Chabayis, the Shamim Chatzin Nezek. Now, the argument between the two prices we just brought is because that's called Koichoi, not Gufoi. The Koil is viewed as the Koil. Let me explain. By an animal, there's a thing called Tsrivus. Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai says that if an animal damages with its body, it pays full damage. If it damages by triggering a kayach, stepping on a pebble, which then flies into a window, then it only pays half. The Gemara views the kail as a pebble. And therefore, the Brisa says that a horse that neighs or a donkey that brays pays chatzi nezek. The first Brisa said nezek shalom is going like sumchas. Sumchas in Baba Kama says Shrivus pays nezek shalom. But they both agree that it's attributed to the one who triggered it. Now, when a man throws a pebble, he pays nezek shalom. So if the man threw his voice, which caused blindness or deafness, he should go free. It's directly to the man. Kayach is direct. It's halacha l'maishim et Sinai, that by an animal you only pay half. But really, kaychay kegufay. If a person throws something, it's as if he hit the thing. So he's throwing his voice, and we see voice is viewed as kayach from the halach of animals. And for the Gemara, Amaloi, shiny Adam, the kivin de bardasu, iu mavis navshay. Now this is the aside the Gemara says. And that is, a person cannot control that when he's hit, the consequences of the hit. However, the noise, the effect that noise has a person, is controllable by the person. He can control himself not to get frightened. What causes the effects of the noise is noise frightens. And because it frightens, it creates damage. But the fright is what creates damage, and that's controllable by the person. So we don't attribute it to the person who made the noise. We say the guy should have controlled himself and not let it hurt him. So we don't consider that he knocked out the Evan's eye or ear. The Tekhetetanya. Hamavis is chaveray. Somebody frightens somebody and causes damage. Patim medine adam. Vezin will not collect the damages. V'chayim medine shemayim. However, upstairs, unless he pays it, they'll get him. This is halacha of patim medine adam v'chayim medine shemayim that we find numerous times in Shas. It means Vezin doesn't get involved. Down here, Vezin does not enforce payment because he's not really chayim medine adam. However, upstairs, unless he pays it back, they will put it on his ledger that he owes that money. That's a special halakha. So here also, Evan goes free when Dinei Adam, we attribute it to the person that hit him. An Eved does not go free if it's not B'dinei Adam, only B'dinei Shemayim. Rashi. I'm sorry, I'm still in the middle of the Bryson. Ketzad. Talk about Asle V'Charshay, Pater. If he blew in his ear, make noise in his ear, and cause deafness, he doesn't have to pay. But if he grabbed him, grabbing it makes it that it's not the fear, but it's the actual grabbing that makes the victim not have the ability to resist the noise, then chayev. Chayev, chayev. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, we have two Rashi. Hey, look, Rashi's waiting. Dr. Rashi. Keneged einai, shehikah b'kaiso, hit the wall. V'yasa b'kael, he frightened him with the voice. V'ena raya, and that caused the loss of vision in his charish or a loss of hearing. V'shamre b'kael, m'sham nezik shalom, kisumchus m'kmina lama b'vakama. This is like sumchus. V'amre b'heim, shizika b'tzoyres m'sham nezik shalom. V'shamre s'akelem b'kaelem chati nezik, kidin tzoyres l'rabbanon, the pligi alei de sumchus, they argue in Simchus with Baba Kama. Rami Eina Mishalom al Chatzin Nezik Treiris. You only pay Chatzin Nezik by Treiris. Treiris is the way we describe any damage that happens by Kayach, not by Guf. Happens through the power, not to the Guf. Shiny other the Bardasu. High Nezik. The person that got damaged is the Bardas. But he Mivus, Midai Kamivus. And when he gets frightened on his own. Shinaisen Liba El Pachat Koyel Haba Pisaim. He's affected by the noise that comes immediately, suddenly, yes.
Usually when you know something might happen, you go, for example, you go to a, I don't know what an amusement park is, but you have these scary rides.
I expected this question to be asked. When I prepared this, I knew somebody was going to ask this question. I didn't think it was going to be you, but it doesn't make a difference. I expected this question to be asked.
The question is a simple question.
I heard the question. I just heard it. I said I expected it to be asked. You want to say it?
I'll let you say it.
And the answer, obviously, is that Chazal are telling you not that way. What am I supposed to do? I'm not a doctor. I expected the doctor to ask me this, that the vibrations are not something that the person can control the outcome. I figured Dr. Schwab would say it. So I waited for this, and I was going to answer him the same answer. I don't know. Chazal are telling me that this is the way it is. I don't know anything else. I am not a doctor.
I'm sorry. That's not what I'm asking. Something else.
Yes, you are.
Okay. If I ask that, Inami, you could also say, what I meant was the Chet is, how can you prepare yourself for fright?
Again, it's the same question, just worded differently. Yes?
We do see the entering a situation where people are being known by alternate names. I mean, Avram is somebody and I am the doctor, but I don't ask questions when I simply don't understand something.
Okay.
I mean, there are limits on my understanding.
See, what bothered me when I prepared it is when the chicken makes noise in the glass is not frightened. The glass is reacting to vibrations. The Gemara seems to think that vibrations can be resisted if a person wouldn't get scared. That's what the Gemara is saying. Chazal know. And Chazal are telling me that a person has the ability, if he doesn't get frightened, not to let the vibrations affect him. That's what it's saying. Why that works, how that works, I don't know. But that's what Chazal told me. And I expected this question. I did. And this was my prepared answer. I try to see the questions coming and what people will ask me. Sometimes I get it right, and sometimes people don't ask what I thought they'll ask, and they ask different things. I mean, that makes it interesting. But this one I knew was coming. It was just a question who was going to ask it, that's all.
But also, the jinn in something called Garmi, I don't know if we ever had it before.
Yeah, we did.
The Adar would throw something and knowing that it's going to cause a...
Yeah, throwing something is kaicha kagufa, it's nazik shalom, it's not Garmi, it's not a cause.
No, as if the Eved Cheras.
If a person would throw something, the Eved would go out in Cheras.
Yes?
100%.
No, he threw it at something and that triggered that
chain reaction.
Kaicha. I don't know what kayak would be. That's still not the same as here. Here we're saying it's something that the victim could resist. That's the sign. It's not that it's a power. It's that the victim is in charge of letting it affect him or not. Now, your question is, he doesn't have the time to react to take control. That's your question, right? The answer, Chazal seem to think, that people are able to take control of the situation immediately. Again, I'm just listening to Chazal. It's not the fact that it's kaychay, because kaychay is kegufay by a man, and kaychay is also going to free him probably. But the site here is that we're, I hate to use the word because it's a favorite liberal thought. We always blame the victim, right? That they're blaming the victim here in a sense that he could stop the fact that he didn't. That's what it's saying. Now, why that happens, how could it happen? I don't know, but that's what Chazal is telling me. I trust Chazal impeccably.
So why is negative? Negative, Enoi is negative.
It means you hit the wall. You didn't hit the guy.
So that's different than this Takabaznai?
No, it's exactly like Takabaznai. Except that it's a Kaili that doesn't have the ability to resist. And here it's a human that has the ability to resist.
When we opened it up, Tanur Rabbanan says if he has to hit him in the eye, but if he hits him next to the eye,
which means on a wall, not the person. Negative. So Rashi says.
Negative.
Rashi says connected Enoi. So to Rashi because
so. So what's the difference there?
One is hitting him, and one is creating a fright that has its effect.
See somebody in front of you take a pair of cymbals, go like that, you can make a noise, it may bother you. If somebody behind you does the same thing, it'll be a completely different reaction, the same thing.
Again, the Gemara seems to say, and I don't know, that anything that doesn't hit the person is the noise that frightens, a person can control the effect on him that it shouldn't damage. I don't know how, but that's what it's saying.
If you see it's going to happen.
But here maybe he didn't see it here. I don't know. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's what Rabbi Cohen was bothered with.
No, I'm called that person. I'm not.
Somebody. That's what he said.
Somebody.
I'm each plony.
You have to misunderstand him. I didn't say that. I said somebody was going to ask the question, not you. That means you're not the somebody.
Oh.
The doctor was the somebody.
This is getting confusing. This is more
confusing
tomorrow. Okay.
It's a proud tradition.
Okay.
Spiritual.
Yes.
So since I've been mentioned, I might as well ask a question. As far as trusting Chazal completely, you're not bound to do that.
Okay, I really don't want to go there now. This is not the time, please.
Rishonim. Going back to Rishonim, I believe, you do not follow the Refuas of Gemara.
That's because Nishtan HaTeva. Not because they didn't know. They were 100% right. And Nishtan HaTeva. That's what the Rishonim say. And really don't want to go there now, this argument, this discussion. Because I understand anybody that questions Chazal's thing has bad things to say about him. So I'm not going to get involved there. I only say the following. That the Rishonim who talk about not using refuah are saying that the body has changed. Things that used to work don't work anymore. That's what they say.
So that's a nice derech. I mean, that would seem one could apply to this exactly.
Could be. Yes. Talk to Gemara Vayter. Tana Rabbanan. He called out Einai v'kasa. He hit him in his eyes, and it dimmed his vision. Now, kasa means he's not blind. He is vision impaired, like they use it. Vision challenged. Vision impaired. That's what he is. So the question is, Al Shinoi Vinadida. Hit him on his tooth. Tooth still there, but it became shaky. It became weak. Loose. Im Yachol Lishtamish Vemachshav. If it's still usable, Ein Eved Yaisan Becheris. In Lav, if it got to the point that it's not usable, so then Yaitz Ben Becheris, Eved Yaitz Ben Becheris. Even though he can still see, but not in a functional way. He can still eat with the tooth, but not in a functional way, so therefore he goes out Becheris. If it's still functional, then even though he doesn't see 20/20 anymore, if it's still functional, he doesn't go out free. Rashi. So to Rashi, the kasa, the loin nismus, he didn't get blind. The gamri shirayah b'miktzas, he sees partially. Im yachol ishtamish b'maritzeh, if you can use this ability of vision to function. Weiter. Don't think about weiter tanya idach. We learned in another price. Arishahoyza eina kuhuya, his eyes were weak. The summer, and he made it not seeable. So he took a guy that had vision impairment, and now made it that he doesn't see at all. Or shinin neduda, the tooth was loose. Vipila, so the halacha is im haya im yachol lishtamish bem kvar, if he was able to use it before. And now the guy made it not usable. We took it from usable to not usable. Avajaita Memacheris. Mlav, if it wasn't usable before, Aina Avajaita Memacheris. So basically, both brises seem to say the same aside. Making an eye non usable, or a tooth non usable, frees him. It makes no difference if you take him from 100% to 20%, or you take him from 25% to zero. That's what the brises say. Now, notice that, let's do Rashi first. Now, if you notice, the second brisa did not say you took him from 25% to 20%. Let's say 20% is not usable. Second price says you took him from 25% to zero. First price says you took him from 100 to 20. You took him from being totally functional to being partially functional. The second price is saying you took him from partially functional to non-functional. Not only non-functional, but all the way blind. That's what the prices seem to be saying. And the price is going to speak this out. Utricha. The Ashmin and Hakamai Simshin Mikarinari Bari was healthy, but Ashton Hirakrisha, and now he's not functional. Avahakal Mikarinami Hirakrisha. In the second Brisa, he also had weak, meaning he still could see, he could still function, but barely. So maybe blinding him at that point is not called blinding him. Amaloi. So therefore, the Brisa has to tell me, second Brisa, that taking him from barely functional to zero is goes out free. Biashmin and Havishim this time Gilagamri. Here you actually blinded him. He can't see, period. Avahasam, Lysam Gilagamri, he still sees, not to function, but he sees, Emaloi, Tricha. But it's clear from these rices, at least the way I understand them, is if you took him from barely functional to non functional, but he still sees, that would not free him. It has to be either from a complete, good, healthy vision to non functional, or from barely functional to blindness. That's what it seems from these verses. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Imbra Yahu Lishamish Bemarizah Utsrihi. Hani Tati Yatulacheris, Pashminan, the Echad Ain Yahu Lishamish. Avagabat Lisham Ligamri, can't use it, even though he's not blind. Habiyash Chasam. The Echad Lisham Ligamri, Avagabat Kuyavimikar, it was weak. However, Yahu Lishamish Bemarizah Bedeichik, since he could use it barely, Habiyash Chasam. She can't use it. The Mikarinami Nahirik Krisha. Now Rashi speaks out. I forgot the Yochel Ishtamish boy. He was barely functional. Aim alav ayinu, kamash malan, that's not considered an eye. So either one of the two, either taking him from good vision to non-functional but sees, or taking him from barely functional to not seeing at all. Either one of the two will take him out to freedom. Dr. Gemara Vait.
Help him
if he's willing to wait for 2,000 years, for 1,000 years.
There were no lessons in those days, which the doctor's trying to say. But you're asking Lamaisa, what would be today's halacha if he weakens his eyesight, but the glasses makes it functional? Is that called that he made him blind? My guess is the glasses would make no difference. He's non-functional. The fact that he can do something, I don't. Again, theoretical. I'm not sure. My Svar is that the Torah said the body became, that's my Svar, it's like hearing aids, it's even better, right? He became deaf, but he can do a cochlear implant. Cochlear implant can help him hear. My guess would be that in halacha that doesn't change things. But again,
I agree.
If Reb Meisher would paskin differently, I wouldn't have a problem. Yes.
Do any of the halachas, because the if his vision was impaired or whatever, that tells me absolutely nothing. If it tells me that someone has sensitivity to light, in other words, someone can tell if a light is being shown into their eyes, or if someone is able to navigate a room during the day to...
Do you want to know what does functionality mean? I don't know.
Okay.
The answer is I don't know.
Yeah.
What is necessary to be considered functional? Reading? Walking through something? I don't think light and darkness would be functional. I think you would need more than that. Again, it's a svara. I think it has to be able to function. I would think walking is definitely necessary. You should be able to walk places. Hard, but he could do it. I don't think, Adam, if I had to guess, I would say reading is not considered necessary. But again, I can't prove it.
It's good because most people were not literate and books were not in common use.
Okay. I mean, you didn't have to be both very literate because they learned Torah. But again, Torah should start from the third. But again, that's not the point. This is my svara, but I can't prove it. Something about the Torah Rabbana. Here we go to something that was bothering everybody yesterday. I saw a Rabbi Reifa. Master was a doctor. And the Abbot came to him and said, can you put eye medication into my eye? The summer, and the doctor, by mistake, blinded his Abbot. He was trying to heal him. He was putting medicine into his eye, and he either put the wrong medicine or too strong medicine, or whatever happened, he blinded him. He asked him to fill a cavity. Then his master was a dentist. Vipila, and he ended up knocking out the tooth. He smiles at his master and says, I am free. And he runs to Bezin and he gets his freedom. That's the Tanakhama. He has to intend to damage. Meaning, he has to not... Let me word it differently.
He has to destroy.
Right. Now the question is, what does it mean nischav l'shichasa? Does that mean that he has to do it b'mezid? Or even if he does it b'shagik? Okay. So there's a Gemara Baba Kama. The Gemara Baba Kama says a guy had a stone on his lap. And he did not realize it was there. Somebody put it there. He had no idea that on his lap was a stone. This is Gemara Baba Kama. And he got up, and it fell. It hit an Eved, and Eved was laying on the floor fixing something. I just made that up, that he was fixing something. And the stone hit his eye and blinded him. Does he go free? So the Gemara says, according to Shimon Gamliel, he would not go free, because there was no kavana l'shachasa, there was no mezid, and according to the Rabbanon, he would go free. So it's that even that Gemara that you need intention. Intention, at least, to put the stone there. Not intention to blind him, but intention to hit him, or to throw the stone at him. It blinded him. That's called neschaven. But if he got up and he had no idea the stone was there, and it fell and hit the Abbot in the eye, Reb Shimon Gamliel would say it doesn't go free, and Rabbanon would say, Sichech be'adon, I'm sorry, Mr. Master, I am out. Have a wonderful day. I can run faster than best than you can. Have a good day. That's what happened. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Rashi.
What
does
it mean? Sichech? Sichech be'adon?
He laughs at the master, meaning he jokes.
In other words, does that mean that Abbot would rather be free?
This Abbot would rather be free. If he doesn't want to be free, don't go to bed. Remember, the master gets to Bezin first. It's might have been not butter. Obviously, if he's running to Bezin, he wants to get free.
So in other words, okay. So this one, others might not want to be free.
Doesn't want to go free, he won't go to Bezin. He won't go anywhere.
The mayor holds the conflict.
I'm sorry?
The mayor was, he likes that theater.
Exactly. Doesn't get my writer. Rabbanon, I have a shichasa, my abdile. What do Rabbanon do with the shichasa? The boy moving to Tanya. That's right, my shoyish yadu lemeish chosoi the sima uber shebemeah. He put his hand into Shivka's womb to do something to correct him. He wanted to do corrective surgery. It's my own child. Don't get nervous about the word surgery. He wanted to correct something, and while he was there, he blinded the fetus.
Deliver the child.
That's what he says? Okay. Doesn't say that, but it could be. Pater. It's pater. Even according to the Rabbanan, who don't need Nischav and Lashachasa. But, the Taisa speaks out, here there's a double thing. A, he wanted to heal, and B, I'm sorry, he was going to, right, A, he wanted to heal, and wasn't even going for the eye. Unlike the case before that the doctor was healing the eye, there the Rabbanan say, he goes free. Here he wasn't even going to the eye, and he was healing him. There's a double here. Because Tyson wants to know, we have two cases, how does this fit differently? We have one case where the guy was not intending to the eye, he got up and the stone dropped, and the Gemara says, Rabbanan hold, he go free. And we have another case where he was intending to the eye to heal it, and Rabbanan say, he go free. So here, he wasn't intending for the eye, and he was intending to heal it, and we say he doesn't go free. The Taisis, the combination of factors, even the Rabbanim agree. The Meshichasa says, there's got to be something negative here. Either he was intending for the eye, or he was not intending to heal. Here he's doing two positives. He wasn't intending to the eye, and he was intending to heal. Therefore, the Rabbanim would be maskim that he doesn't go free. V'idach, what does Reb Shimon Gamliel do? Maybe the passing is only for that. There it is, Meshicha et Shichasa, because that Meshicha is with Meshichasa. Tell me two drashas. Either Shichas, Shichasa, or Drasha. Drasha doesn't mention that. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Lachta, Loishinoi, Lenakra, to clean it, Ulagarara, and to scrape something, Meshova around its setting. Rashi says, Ubra to take out the fetus, Potter. It's not intending for the eye. I have a clearly AD, but if he has to put medication in my eye, then it's Chav and Lion. He is working with the eye. I have a Gavlin, it's Chav and Lashikha, so it's Chav. The Lashikha's Navkal and Hodra Blazer, Pat Lazeshla and it's Chav and Lashakha's Klau, excluding the one that goes into the Uber. And Meshichas and Mashma Ba'asik Ba'kas Medaber. Even if he's working with the eye, Avilachim is Chavim Lashakas Abinon, you need also that. So Rav Shimon Gamliel is more Mako, meaning at least for the Evan side, he goes free and faster. Rabbanan, I'm just opposite. Rav Shimon Gamliel is on the Evan side, he says he doesn't go free unless there's some kind of intent of some sort. Dr. Gabay Bait. Amar Rav Sheshes. Harish Shahisa ain't a smuya. The evidence
was. What happened to this claw we had maybe 2.5 years ago? Lada Mua the Omo. The Chogi, the Mazin, the Nimbin.
Right.
But this just comes. You don't use that claw here.
No. We're not talking about paying damages. By the way, a doctor happens to be absolved from paying. There's a Gemara Baba Kama, if you remember. It says that an woman, a professional who makes a mistake, doesn't have to pay. If you hire a professional, he makes a mistake, he doesn't have to pay. You hire a cipher to check, somebody hires a cipher to check his tefillin. Professional cipher. Guy who has a Kabbalah and Safras. And he messes it up. It's easy to mess up tefillin. Because you make one letter look not good, the tefillin's fuzzled. Now, you say to him, excuse me, you ruined my parshas, please give me new ones. Doesn't have to pay. Halacha is an uman is considered like a shemir sachar. And therefore, if it's an aynas, or he's considered like a shemir chinam, it's like, he doesn't have to pay. That's the halacha baba kama. So a professional doctor does not have to pay for errors he makes.
You have to pay the for the film that will not kosher?
Well, he has to pay the cipher for his work. We're not getting into. We're talking about the cipher has to pay him for ruining his parshas. Pashtus not. I don't know. But the Gemara Baba Kama discusses that. So therefore, a doctor that makes a mistake is not liable. There is no, what is it called, when you sue a doctor?
Malpractice.
Unless he did it amazing. but there's no malpractice in the Gemara. The lawyers are out of business in the Gemara.
Not entirely. There has to be, one of the key words is umen, in that if I were to diagnose appendicitis, and then if I were to do surgery myself, the patient died, which they would, I
said umen. I was very careful.
The word doctor.
Okay. I meant to use it for a cipher. I meant to say a cipher.
There has to be.
He's an eye doctor. This is his profession.
Exactly.
He has a degree in from Cornell University. I don't know, whatever the doctor is hanging himself with. Cornell, whatever doctor, you walk into a doctor's office, there's always all these plaques saying that he graduated here and the cum laude and this, whatever. Right. I don't know what those.
They don't carry insurance for that.
Right. Yeah.
And if anybody wants any of the plaques, we'll give them some of mine.
Right. Let's go on. Amar Rav Sheshes. Hashai Tzayin is smuya v'chatata. His eye was blind already, and the master knocked it out. A blind eye knocked out. Or, I'm sorry, this is an or. Eved Yaitzel and Becheres. That frees the Eved. It was a non-functional eye. It was a zero-functional eye. He's blind. And he knocked it out. Nothing changes for the Eved except his appearance. My time in Mechusar Abraham. He made him lacking a limb. And that itself is a reason to go out free. Rashi, the Trashi, the Chatata, Haitzia Luchutz. It's gone. In fact, the Dr. Gemara, the Tana Tuna, and I can prove it to you from a Braisa.
But is it Shane Vayan or is it also one of the Evorim? Not for me to be with
you. It's not Rashi Evorim. It's Shane Vayan.
Contradicts what we've done before, no?
Why?
Takes from zero to functional.
Again, that's if you still have an eye. He's not a mechusar aver. This is a separate category.
He did something to just, but
everything
was
intact. Tana Tuna. Thomas was Zacharus with Behemoth. Thomas was Zacharus with Iphis. There's a that when you bring a carbon of an animal, it has to be male and it can't have a blemish. But by a bird, it doesn't have to be male, and it can have a blemish. Yachu yavsha gapa. What if its wing dried up? Nikta ragla, missing a leg. Nechta taina, missing an eye. You could bring it as a carbon. Tamalarma minnoiv, v'loi kaloiv. So we see from there that mechusar aver is worse than a mum. So blinding somebody is making a mum, and that gets him out. Mechusar aver is a worse step. Therefore, he would go out as well. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the Tana Tuna Klaim, and Metzinu Tana Shalonu, we found our Tana, a Tana of ours, HaMaseyanu besides that brings a proof. Vein Tamas Vizachos Vivis, Haikra Dorish, Hanemer Bechal Karbonis, Ishish Vibes Yisro Ashiyakim Karbona Yilchol Nidreyem, Lutzaychem for your will, Tumim Zachar, Bakar, Baksavim Ibeizim. It has to be a male, by Ayla, and it has to be complete, no blemish, whether it's cattle, sheep, or goats. Why did it have to mention the types of animals? Just say it has to be tamim zakhar. We darshan the matchosh a makbud al tamim zakhris el al elu. Only animals need requirements of no blemish and male by certain kabbanis. Nechta to'ena. Al Mavag of the Sumuya Miyakara, even though it was blind, Kichotata Mashvile Muma. That's a separate stage. And since the Torah said, Enai, there's a stage in Enai of the removal of the eye. That's what we're bringing Araya. Yes, Doctor.
So, to go to Navi, would you offer this to your governor?
Again, this is Xerxes HaKasim. This is Xerxes HaKasim. I hear your question, but this is Xerxes HaKasim that says that you don't have to worry about a blemish by an animal. Success. I can't help it.
They limit that positive.
Correct.
Yeshaya?
I remember where it is.
So, for the broken leg is kosher. As long as it's not root missing.
You want to know what mechusar aver means exactly? Pashtas, yeah. See, Yav Shagapa means?
Well, it means it withered away. It's not there anymore.
Okay. So, there
so what would be a mum that be good by a bird?
Zionist, something like that.
Some, whatever it is, it was a terrorist movement.
Cataract. His finger is no good. It's withered. And it's cut off by the...
That's because the raver.
What is the Kiddush over here? By the eye that's poked out.
That he was blind. Pashtun, that you learn knocking out an eye means you're blind to the guy. Well, that's because I know this halakha that I answered that.
You wouldn't know it?
No. Why would I know it?
Because it's Rosh Hashanah or Rambam, but that's what the Rabbanim defined it. I thought that's what it meant before.
No. Okay. It's not, because, I don't know, if anything, you can ask a question from before. But before it used the word batum and malachtai, we didn't need it at the end of the day. But there was a concept of functionality that was being impeded. Here, no functionality is being impeded. The reason I answered you with the withered hand is because I knew this Gemara, not because I knew it before the Gemara. That's the Gemara back to. I'm Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, I'm a Rav. Hosol Yeseres. The guy had an extra finger. Rashi, Yeseres, Etzba Yesera. The Eved had an extra finger, the Chatcha, and the master cut it off. Eved Yaitzibah Mecheres. The Eved goes free. Even though it might be corrective surgery. The guy doesn't want to have six fingers, he only wants to have five. And he's asking his master, or somebody, or the master did it on his own, cut it off. So he cut off a limb and he goes free. Amravuna Vushin the Sparis Agavyad. It's only if it was together with the other fingers. Meaning it was there as finger number six. But if it came out of somewhere else where there's no shaykhus to fingers, that's not considered a limb that we worry about. And he's not mechusar eiver, he's not touching Rashi Evar. Rashi, she disparas agav yad, she hoisa b'shuras shar its voice, it was in the row of the other fingers. Yes, doctor.
So let's say that an Evan had a supernumerary finger, and it was withered and going into the palm and obstructing his ability to do his work for his master. Is that in its place or not in its place?
I don't know. I don't know. Let's give my advice. This Sabi did the Zunya. The old people in the Zunya, name of a place, Rashi says, Sabi did the Zunya Mokum, they didn't show up to Rav Chisda this year. Amalei Rav Nuna, so he says to Rav Nuna, Zilzaninu, go put them, tell them to stay at home. Meaning, basically, put them in Chayram. For not showing up to my shir, chutzpah, I came to give a shir and they didn't show up. He put him in chayr. Machren? What? They're not here by shir. He wants to, you have to figure out what his head's saying, you know what I mean? Phil Tanino, go put them in Kerem. I'm quite am I bothered by Rashi's shot. A guy doesn't cut, well, not a guy. People don't show up to shear, they get put in the Kerem. Rashi says it. So they want to tie it as Phil Tanino is, go teach them manners. Go teach them manners, how to act in a sneeristic way, in a humble way. You go to a shear. Azo Amr Lahu, my time at Lasu Ravana Leperke. So he went to them and he asked them, why aren't you guys coming to the Rabbanon? Why aren't you people coming to the Shir? Amuleh, am I Nasi? Why should we come? The Be'ina Minemil, Sivile Pashalah. We asked him something and he never told us the answer. Why should I go to Shir? Doesn't know the answers. Amuluhu, Mima Isabinoi, Mijibale Bishdinuluhu. Did you ever ask me something and I don't know? Meaning, I'm a Talmud. If I can answer your questions, I'm sure he can answer your questions. Why he didn't tell you, I don't know. But it's not like he's lacking of knowledge. I'm his Talmud, and you can ask me any question, and I'll tell you. Rashi. The reason it's here is because of the question they're going to ask. Look, Rashi. Zutzeninu emar aleim lisaga v'leishu v'bayis. Tell them to sit in their house. Zelo shenidu v'tamachachem. When you put a tamachachem in nidu, you don't say you're in chayram. You just say, stay home. You know, lock yourself up for a week. Keep yourself in your... Learn at home. Right. That was the story. So they said, oh, we can ask you anything? We'll ask you. and they asked the Meshaila. The rest of the story is not here. What happened afterwards, I don't know, but this is the story. Bayiminei, they asked him the following Shaila. Evet Shisirsei Rabbi Bebeim. A master went and he castrated him. Is that the word Arshko uses?
Emasculated
him.
Emasculated
him in his testicles. Mao. Kimum Shibigali Dami? I lie. Now, if I understand it correctly, it's Nikur Mibachutz, right? In the sense that it looks deformed, but it's still there. It's not like it was removed. So he wants to know, is that called revealed? Because the truth is, it's covered by skin. And since it's covered by skin, it might not be considered Nikur. That was the Shaila that they asked him.
No.
We're talking about an uncovered person. That was said yesterday. Gully means not wearing clothing, it's gully.
Right, so if he's wearing clothing...
Again, gully means that if he's not wearing clothing, this would be recognizable. That's what it means. Yes?
Rabbi Margaretin?
Hold 1 second, Rabbi Sheh, yes.
Whether or not we're talking about a vasectomy here, or whether or not we're talking
about—they don't use the word vasectomy, and I don't know what a vasectomy is. The way I understand it is, he severed the testicles, not the testicles from the body, but internally severed the testicles.
That's a vasectomy. That's where you.
Honestly, I'm not going to get involved. I don't know. What is he called?
The seminal cords were severed.
Right.
Okay, so that's a vasectomy, and that's not really
Nicker.
I mean,
Rashi says they are Nicker. What can I say? Let's read the Gemara, then the Rashi. Mao, kumum. I got to you 1 second, Rabbi Sheh. Kumum shibegali dami
are like.
They are suspended in a kiss, in a, I don't know what, pouch. V'nikar mibachot. I lie, I have a tumun in the kiss. Meaning, it's something that you can see in the kiss, but it's not visible really on the outside because it's covered. Yes, Rabbi Sheh.
Dr. Schwab, that's my question.
Fine, thank you. You know, doctors think alike. Dr. Gemara.
Is the same view that bone story? The jawbone?
No, this is different. The jawbone is considered more nicker. I don't know why, but the job was considered more nicker. But have him a Yonday. He didn't know. He just told him, you can ask me anything, and I know it. And he didn't know it. Amrulai, they said to him, Mashimecha, what's your name? Amrulu Hamnuna. Amrulai, love Hamnuna. You're not Hamnuna. Karnuna. You sit in the corners. You don't learn. You waste your time. You don't know the answer. That's how Rashi learned. Rashi, Karnuna, Yoshev Kronisata, Veloy Baltaira. Now, other Mepharshim don't want to say that. They don't want to say that it was so disparaging. They say Nuna means fish. Ham Nuna means hot fish. You're not hot fish, you're cold fish. Karnuna. You're not as tasty as you think you are. That's how other Mepharshim want to learn. But Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi learns Karna comes from corners. Yoshev Kronis. Waste their time. Right? They alluded to the fact that he doesn't know it. Yeah, I mean, they didn't say the word Amoritz. According to Rashi, they said, you're not learning, you're wasting your time. And according to the other Farshim, they're learning, you're not as hot as you think you are. I mean, Dr. Gemara, Asal Kamid Rav Chisda, came to Rav Chisda. Hamalei Masnis the Bible now, to the Farish of Mishnah. To the Farish of Mishnah. They asked you a Mishnah. Rashi? It's not a Mishnah, it's a Braisa. So it's Rashi, Masnisa by Minach. You're seeing that the Mibraisa, the Tani, Allah, the Masnisan, Rabbi Yahim Abbasir is Jarufa. We're going to learn it from a Braisa that was said on the Mishnah. I mean, the Ramuna would never miss a Mishnah. He would miss a Braisa. He didn't know the Braisa. He came from Chizda, and Chizda said it's an affair of Braisa. We will continue Mishnah tomorrow. Everybody should be on the way.